Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next listen recommendations to habituate every type of thriller listener. The time is now more than ever to embrace breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that have enthralled you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped. My wife and I have both been raving about this book, Furious Hours, which is this true crime story that lo and behold involves Harper Lee. And then even though I've been raving about the book for years and years, my wife finally listened to it on Audible. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time, and our newest season digs into the power struggles within OpenAI, culminating in Sam Altman's shocking firing. Make sure to listen to Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. The good news about wisdom. The bad news is that wisdom doesn't come easily. The good news is that it is cheap, or at least cheaper than it ever has been before. In Cleanthes' day, paper was so expensive that he supposedly saved money by recording Zeno's teachings on the blade bones of oxen. We don't have that problem today. Paper is cheap. Books are cheap. Today, you can buy the dialogues of Plato for less than you would spend on a fifth of whiskey, the writer Louis L'Amour once observed, or Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire for the price of a cheap shirt. He couldn't have known that soon enough these books would be available for free on the internet too. And yet, as much as prices have fallen from then or from Cleanthes' time, one thing remains unchanged: the amount of time it takes to read those books, just how difficult it is to really understand them and to apply their teachings to your life. Wisdom remains, as always, a long journey and not for the faint of heart. Do you have what it takes? You have the money. Everybody does. But do you have the commitment? Do you have the drive? Do you have the habits and the systems necessary to process and pursue wisdom? Because if you don't, it doesn't matter how cheap it is, you'll never be able to afford it. And if you are looking to invest in this pursuit of wisdom, if you want to be a better reader, of course, obviously, I would urge you to check out my books. But our Read to Lead course for Daily Stoic is there. It's actually free if you sign up for Daily Stoic Life, or you can just buy the course as a one-off. But the idea is that to be a leader, you have to be a reader, and there is a way to read and to do it well. You can check that out at dailystoic.com/reading.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Okay, so if you had a time machine, how far in time would you need to go back to be a dominant basketball player of that era?
I need to go to when Bob Cousy was playing.
Back in the plumber days?
27-year-old Shea would give Bob Cousy the f***ing business. He's not guarding me.
Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano, and we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea and I are combing through all of the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling ones, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Six Trophies ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.